Hello again, my luscious ones. I'm going to give you a perspective on just how big my tits are in this monthly update, which is going to be a quick one. I'll get to that in a minute. It's been a great month so far, a busy one. There's stuff going on my streets, a couple things going on in my house, and some special occasions and stuff. It's just keeping me a little bit less out of my naughty room than usual, although you might not realize it with the content that I'm putting out, because I'm trying to sneak in as much as I can when I have the opportunity. But those are some things going on. I realize I've put out a number of polls over the past 2 or 3 months that I actually never got back to, and I wanted to do that quickly, like follow up with some of your poll choices. I liked the fact that redheads and brunettes tied for being the spicier ones in bed. And of course, I'm fine with that result. Another poll I did was, which two fingers do you use when playing with a woman's pussy? And this one actually surprised me. I got middle finger and ring finger as the top answers. I just assumed it would be the first finger and the middle finger, which are the two that I use on my own. But I guess like that whole overhand, underhand debate, when you're doing it on someone else, you might use different fingers. So that was an eye-opener to me. The next two poll results might come up in this Thursday's live discussions that we're going to be having, and the topic's going to be porn. In one poll, I asked, what number one porn search do Brits, Aussies, and Canadians have in common? I gave you the American one. It was Ebony of last year, I think, 2022 for Pornhub. And you're pretty off in the poll. Although MILF was your poll choice, and I totally get it, and I probably would have assumed MILF might have been number one. But it was actually lesbian porn, which kind of doesn't surprise me either. I can see where a lot of men, and I know from talking to a lot of men, that lesbian porn is a good draw. So that makes sense, I guess. And the other kind of porn-related poll I had, because this is what you would be doing watching porn, I asked you what you use for lube when you're solo stroking. And this one, again, I was shocked by. I think I have these down, but I guess I know nothing, because the number one answer was, I don't need any lube, which I would assume if I had a cock, I would need lube, unless you're dripping a whole bunch of pre-cum. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to bring this one up in our porn discussion and get a better handle on why no lube is necessary for some of you. And of course, the last and most recent poll I put out was giving you the opportunity to decide who's going to visit the House of Cock frat house this month. And what I'm not totally surprised by this, but I really thought you could have gone either way. I thought it would be a much closer final result, but apparently Lacey's mom is going to be visiting the frat house in an audio later this month. So that will be coming up along with some live events. There's one this Thursday, and there's also going to be a live audio recording the following Friday, I believe. But I'll put the dates in the notes for this audio so you'll all know, or link to my post where I told you guys to save the live dates. And of course, there's two more episodes in the Spring Fling mini-series. I wasn't really planning on recording that this month, or I probably would have added it to my coming up, but I always say whatever inspires me during the month, I'll add to the list, and this series was a fun one and inspired me. So there's a couple more of those coming out as well. And I just want to throw this out there. I'm not sure how it ends. Like, I very briefly scanned the fourth and fifth scripts of this series. They're not written by me. They're written by the very talented script writer who wrote the I Only Fuck Married Men series. So I think I just skimmed the last few because I trusted that the series was going to continue to be hot, because his writing's usually pretty hot. So I don't know if it ends on a cliffhanger or if it gets all wrapped up. So don't be mad at me because I didn't look through it all the way. I could always, you know, tie it up or wrap it up, but with an additional episode, I guess. I try not to do that when they're not my stories to begin with, but we'll have to see. I have a feeling there might be more to come, but there's only 5 episodes in this series so far. And just putting that out there just in case. So I did lead into this audio with a bit of a tease about how big my tits are. Just a couple of things that had come up this month that kind of reminded me, not that I forget, but they're my tits. I'm used to them. I've always had big tits. So I don't really think about it too much. Things like tops not fitting or them kind of resting on the table sometimes or knocking them around on things. That doesn't really faze me, but every once in a while I'm like, fuck these big tits of mine. They can be hindering in some ways. One bit of this is not really hindering. It was just funny. He was out barbecuing a couple weeks ago and I said to him, you better temp the meat to make sure that they're at the right temperature before you take them off. And I'm actually going to sidetrack this story here because it leads into yet another big-titted hindrance story that I hadn't even thought of until I was just in this mid-storytelling to you. The reason I tell him to take the temperature of the meat on the barbecue is because he's not very good at barbecuing. I would be crucified right now if he was here listening to this, so don't tell him I told you, but he is the king of undercooking everything. Like, literally, the other night, it was like a fast, we had to get out fast, we had to do everything fast. I made these homemade burgers really fast. I think I left and came back and said, where are the burgers? What's going on? I thought you were putting them on the barbecue while I was gone. And he's sitting on the couch and nonchalantly looks at me and says, oh, they're done. I just put them in the microwave to keep them warm. I'm like, he didn't turn the microwave on. Don't freak out. And I'm like, really? Like that fast? How is that possible? What temperature were they when you took them off? And he's like, 125. And I kind of laughed because I thought he was just joking around. And then I said, no, seriously, what temperature were they? And he's like, 125. I don't know how much you all know about cooking, but you cannot have ground beef at 125 safely. You might argue with me if you will, but that's not really a safe temperature by standards to be eating ground beef. And I'm like, no, that's impossible. You can't. And then he gets up and he's like, oh, I guess I'm going to have to put them back on the grill now. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And almost everything that he puts on this barbecue is like this. But normally I don't have these problems because I usually do the barbecue because I'm just better, in my opinion, at doing it. But a couple years ago, he got this new barbecue, don't ask me where it came from, swapped out our old, perfectly fine, in my opinion, barbecue for this new one. And it's like huge. I know I'm bad with measuring, but I don't know. It's just, it's really a massively long barbecue. And it's not like it's huge and fancy. It doesn't have any of the extras. It doesn't, it literally doesn't even have the side pieces where you can put a pot on or you can rest your meat on while you take, it's got nothing. It's just like a big, huge barbecue. I don't know. It's terrible in my opinion because the lid is also huge and it's heavy. And sorry for the spoiler for those of you who don't already know this, but I am not a tall woman, but I do have big breasts. And when I go to lift up the lid of this huge barbecue, it goes like all the way back. And I have to stretch my arms, which aren't huge to begin with. And literally my tits are like into the barbecue. I can't have it. Or I have to swing my whole body to the side and then lift the barbecue up and close it. And it's pretty darn heavy for someone like me. So, hence the reason I've redelegated barbecue duties to him, because I really don't like this new barbecue. And yes, we've had a few disputes about the barbecue that follow, of course, me looking at raw meat saying, this is ridiculous. We need a new barbecue. What was wrong with our old barbecue? Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry. I tangented off like I said I wouldn't in this update, but just remembering giving him the meat thermometer as he's standing near the barbecue reminded me of how I dislike that barbecue because my tits fall into it and I don't want burnt barbecued titties. So back to my original story where he asked me to go hand him the digital meat thermometer that we have. And it's like got this metal piece that you kind of unfold out and it's very sharp. It's like a long needle almost that you put into meat. So I handed it to him and I can't remember what I was wearing, something that obviously showed off my tits. And I was kind of standing half inside, half outside near where he was grilling. And he took it and turned it to face me and kind of made a motion like he was going to poke me in the tits with the pointy end of this meat thermometer. And I said to him, you pop them, you bought them. To which he replied, I already paid for them. I own them. And I said, oh, not yet, but you damn well will be getting me a new, bigger pair. And then he rolled his eyes and was like, oh, Lord, help me. And it's just the way he said it was like, can't get any bigger than that. And I just found that funny and I kind of filed it away in my brain to share with you all. The other big-titted epiphany I had this month, mostly because I've been going to the movie theater a lot more, and my area theater only has the reclining seats, whether you're in like the VIP section or you're just in an everyday movie, they all have reclining seats, which is great, very comfortable, love them, but they're pretty shitty for trying to drink your drink with big tits. So you have to imagine I'm reclining back in this seat. I have this huge size drink that I never even drink a quarter of because I know damn well if I drink more than that, I'm just going to have to pee in the middle of the movie. So I get it because it's some part of the deal that comes with the popcorn that whoever I'm with is eating because I'm not really a big popcorn person. Although I guess a benefit to having big boobs is if I do spill any popcorn and I have some, then the boobs make a good popcorn catcher. I can always find the kernels on my chest, especially in that reclining position. But to drink these drinks, I cannot get the cup close enough to my chest to have the straw in my mouth to drink because of my huge tits without tipping the cup and the drink like overflowing out of the actual lid down onto me. It's such a pain in the ass. Although the last time I went to the movie, which was recently, I went to see Indiana Jones, kind of a disappointment, by the way, but I realized a little trick. I have to pull the long straw almost all the way out of the drink, like just leave the tiniest bit of it in the liquid so I can kind of bend the paper straw without making it collapse to reach my mouth and still have the cup, well, as close as it could get to me, like hugged right up against my tits, which really is not that close in a reclining position. So envision that how you will before figuring out that I could like pull the straw almost all the way out and maneuver it so that I don't have drink spilling all over me. I literally had to put the seat back in the upright position, take a few sips of the drink, then recline back, then go back up, then recline back until people would be like, what are you doing? Just sit still in this reclining seat. But they don't realize that with these tits, that's the only way I'm going to be able to drink. So yeah, there you go. I've taught you something else about the wonder of having big tits, just like you teach me all sorts of things about the wonder of having your delightful cocks. Well, I think that's it for this monthly update. You can go back and look at my coming up audio to see what's left to come this month. And I'm really looking forward to the live events so that I can chat with all of you and hear all of you. They're just such a fun time. All right, my luscious ones, I hope you have an amazing rest of the month. Bye for now. Lacey.